Hallelujah. Peace be with brothers and sisters.
感谢主的带领。
Thanks the guidance of God.
让我们这一次灵会进行得很顺利。
That we have a successful and smooth the spiritual communication.
今天是灵会的最后一天。
Today is the last day of our spiritual communication.
所以心里也觉得很高兴。
And so I'm also very with joy in my heart.
今天就可以把灵会给完成了。
And that we could complete our spiritual communication today.
在这次的灵恩会啊当中有提到耶稣快再来。
In this spiritual communication, we also mentioned that Jesus is coming soon.
这件事跟你我的信仰的人生啊都有直接的关系。
This matter it has direct effect with you and I's faith.
如果用这个角度来看我们这次的灵恩布道会的时候。
And if we look at this from this aspect, from this aspect of our spiritual communication,
周传道特别用耕种与收取啊，来跟我们分享啊。
And Pastor Zhou has shared with us sowing and reaping.
我们所做的一切啊，神都知道。
And all the things that we do, God knows.
耶稣快再来。
That Jesus is coming soon.
他必用真理来审判我们世界的人和他神家里的人。
That he will use his truth to judge all the people in this world as well as the member in the church.
所以我们必须要想做什么美事才能够得到神的纪念和祝福。
Then we need to think about what kind of good deeds that we could do to please God and get blessing.
既然耶稣快再来。
Since Jesus is coming soon.
昨天晚上我们跟大家分享了我们要一生忠心来服侍主。
Last night we shared with brothers and sisters that we need to dedicate our life to serve God faithfully.
不管这世界怎么变化
，No matter how this world changes，
人世间有什么样的问题
，Or there any problems in this world，
总不能影响我们一生的忠心侍奉主的这种信仰生活。
None of that should change our heart to serve God faithfully.
既然耶稣快再来。
And since Jesus is coming soon,
我们必须要做到彼此之间代祷的这种生活。
We need to intercede for one another.
代祷 intercession.
Intercession with one another.
英文是用 intercession 这个字啊。所以这个代祷的侍奉啊，成为你我大家在教会里面一个很重要的信仰生活。
And therefore, this intercession is a very important, important item in our life.
我们一起来看提摩太前书的第三章。
Let's first turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书的第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章的十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
十五节。
15.
倘若我单年日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。
If I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of living God, the pillar and foundation of truth.
在这里，我们看到保罗写信给年轻的传道人提摩太。
Here we see that Paul wrote a letter to a young pastor, Timothy.
告诉他你要在神的家中知道应该怎么样行啊。
And tell him what he ought to do in the house of God.
这个家是指着永生神的教会哦。
And this household is referring to the everlasting household of the church.
永生神的教会是以神的真理和柱石为根基哦。
This church of everlasting God is using the truth as a foundation.
不是以人或哪一个家族为根基哦。
It is not using any family or person as a foundation.
每一个人要负责自己跟神的信仰关系哦。
Every one of us will need to be responsible for our relationship with God.
如果提摩太前书我们用三章十五节作为他的中心经文的时候
，So if we use chapter 3 verse 15 as the theme of this book.
以这个经文呢、哦，作为提摩太前书的中心的思想啊。
If we use this as a center thought of First Timothy,
那我们有一个很好的主题，就是永生神的教会。
Then we have a very good topic, which is the Church of the Everlasting God.
提摩太前书又被称作教牧书信里头的一封。
And Timothy is also a letter of pastoring.
在保罗书信里面有三封是教牧书信。
There are three letters of pastoring letters in written by Paul.
这个教牧书信啊。他如果按照时间的著作，他分别是提摩太前书、提多书、提摩太后书。
And these three letters, according to the timeline, it is first Timothy, then is Titus, and then Second Timothy.
那为什么被称作教牧书信
？Why do we call these the pastoral letters？
这个也是所有圣经学者后来认同的一件事。
This is also a common understanding by all the Bible scholars.
不是一开始就称这三封书信叫做教牧书信。
They did not call these three letters the pastoral letters at first.
是经过很长一段时间的讨论之后，才认定这三封是教牧书信。
Rather, it was through an extensive discussion that they determined that these three letters are pastoral letters.
主要有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
因为这里头啊，谈到有很多有关教会牧养的事情。
Because in here they are talked about many things about the church pastoral work.
第二个原因是因为他写的对象都是传道人。
And the second reason is that the recipients of these letters are all pastors.
要传道人怎么样牧养神的教会啊
？And he is telling these pastors how to pastor the church.
所以基于这两个原因呢、啊，这三封书信就被称作教牧书信。
And because of these two reasons, these three letters are now called the pastoral letters.
如果提摩太前书我们用三章十五节作为这个书这个经卷的中心主轴的时候
，And if we take chapter 3 verse 15 as the center focus of this book of 1 Timothy.
那在永生神的家要怎么做
？Then what do we need to do in this household of this
everlasting God? 第一章到第三章就讲在永生神的教里面你要怎么做。
And from chapter 1 to chapter 3, here it already tells you what to do in this household of God.
第四章到第六章就讲在永生神的教里面你要做什么样的人。
And then from 3, 4, and 5, it tells you what kind of person you need to be in this everlasting God, or household of everlasting God.
所以教牧书信，如果我们开圣经讲习会啊，它是一个很好的一个教导哎。
And so these pastoral letters is actually a very good instructions in teachings in pastoral seminars.
Bible seminar.
Bible seminar.
那我们现在没有这个时间跟大家详细的讲述这些啊。
And so today we don't have time to talk in details about these teachings.
那在第二章里面告诉我们在永生神的教会要做什么样的侍奉哦。
And then in chapter 2, here it instructs us on how to do our worship in the house of God.
我们也可以看出当时初期教会的历史里头啊，它的侍奉是有哪基本的侍奉。
And then we also realize in the initial time of the churches what kind of worship they have.
第二章里面讲到四种的侍奉。
In chapter 2, it talks about four kinds of worship.
第一种教会的侍奉就第一节到第三节讲的代祷的侍奉。
The first type of worship is from verse 1 to 3, which is the worship of intercessions.
第四节到第七节就讲福音的侍奉。
And then from verse 4 to 7, it talks about the worship of the gospel.
福音的侍奉。
福音。
侍奉，侍奉。
Service. The service of gospel.
然后第三种侍奉是第八节讲的弟兄的侍奉。
And then the worship is the service of brothers and sisters.
Brother, not sister. 然后第四种侍奉是从九节到十五节讲的。
And then the last worship is from verse 9
to 十五啊。
Verse 9 to 15.
那这里讲的是讲姐妹的侍奉。
And here it's talking about the service of
the woman. 弟兄的侍奉只要注意一点了，不要争论，不要吵架，举起圣洁的手。
And the first type of service is to not to quarrel or argue, but to pray intercession. Because among brothers, we often quarrel. That we fight for authorities and status in church. And therefore, it used verse 1 to But then it uses six verses to warn the sisters. Sister's worship or service in church is also very important. It will influence her husband, child, and also family. And if we have time, we could actually talk in detail about every service. And because we have a time limit, therefore we cannot go into detail. This Bible truth is very good. In the apostolic time, that there is only four basic worship. But now we have many different services. We have many fellowships like elderly fellowships, youth fellowships.
有查经团契, 有诗班团契,
we have Bible study fellowships, choir fellowships.
甚至有弟兄团契, 姐妹团契,
or even brother fellowships and sister fellowships.
有诗班团契,
we have a hymnal fellowship.
像有的教会啊, 警察, 做警察的人员啊, 就有15个, 所以连太太一起就有警察团契。
And then even certain churches, because they have many of the police force in the church, therefore they have the police force fellowship.
看着需要, 大家会有成立这种团契的一种学习耶。
So depending on needs, they could actually establish different fellowships.
我们现在的教会啊, 团契的侍奉啊, 这个侍工越来越多。
And so this in today's church, we have many of these fellowship works.
所以没有像以前早期使徒时代的团契这个侍奉啊，比较少啊。
So not like in the early churches that in the apostles' time, they don't have a lot of these services.
但是保罗在教导教会里头牧养最要紧的第一要紧的是什么？
But what did Paul teach the first important thing in pastoring
church?
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 1. That he urged, first thing is that they request prayer, intercession, thanksgiving for made for everyone.
所以在教会里面的侍奉最重要的就是 祷告的侍奉,
so in the church, the most important service is actually to pray for others.
这是保罗教的,
this is
所有的教会侍奉的圣工, 最重要的就是代祷的侍奉。
This is taught by Paul that the most important work in the church is to intercede for one another.
第一节出现那个代求啊, 这个是在希腊原文里面直接讲代祷的字。
And here in chapter verse 1 it says intercession. This is in Hebrew, in Greek, the original word using this word.
在新约圣经里面出现代祷这个字很直接的只有两个地方。
And in the New Testament it uses this word intercession only in two places.
一个出现在提摩太前书第二章的第一节。
First is appear in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
第二个出现在提摩太前书第四章的第五节.
And then second time is in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5.
第五节说都因神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁了.
Because it is consecrated by the words of God and intercessions.
人的祈求这里是讲代祷跟二章一节的代祷那个字原文是一样的.
These requests to God is use the word intercession, which is the same as in chapter 2, verse 1.
所以教会不能少这个祷告的侍奉啊。
So in our church, we cannot neglect this service of intercession.
虽然我来到这里没几天,
so although I came here only a couple of days,
但是我知道我们当中有一些老人家每天早上至少自己在家里面对神起来祷告半小时以上。
But I know that there are some elders that elderly that wake up in the morning to pray to God for more than half an hour.
祷告的重要.
This is, they know the importance of prayer.
他愿意把祷告的侍奉放到他每一天的早上的生活里头啊.
They want to take the service of prayer into their life every morning to pray to God.
这样子做是正确的.
What they're doing is correct.
不然你的信仰哦, 很表面化.
Then, or else our faith is very superficial.
So,
here is the teaching is that the most important work in the church is to intercede for others. Have we done so? Have we prayed for our family members?
为教会代祷啊?
So have we prayed for the
为福音工作代祷啊?
Church? Have we interceded for
求神拣选你在羊圈以外的羊能够带进来啊?
Have we interceded for the church that we will bring the sheep outside of the fold back to church?
祷告的侍奉太重要了。
Therefore, this service of intercession is too important.
又称作圣灵行传。
The book of Acts also referred as the book of apostolic work.
使徒行传又称作圣灵行传.
Book of Acts also referred to as the work of Holy Spirit.
所以他一开始主耶稣交代你们要在耶路撒冷等候圣灵啊.
So, the first thing that the book says is to wait for the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem. Jesus command them to wait for the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem. And so when they got the Holy Spirit, all the work came from the Holy Spirit. It is through the work of the Holy Spirit and the guidance of the Holy Spirit that miracles came about. It was through the Holy Spirit that the churches were built and many people come and believe. This is also one of the reasons that our church grew.
所以福音这个使徒行传里头, 耶稣基督已经把那个救恩的福音的蓝图都设计好了。
And so in the apostle time that Jesus have already planned out the blueprints of his salvation.
Frame of gospel, 福音的蓝图啊,
the frame of his gospel.
这耶稣已经设计好了,
that God have already planned this.
所有的那个福音的路线, 教会的发展, 全部照耶稣基督的讲法去进行了。
That all the work of the church and his salvation is according to his plan, his frame.
但是我们今天的教会呢?
But in our today's church,
有没有照圣经的话去走啊?
Have we followed
the words of the
Bible? Do we follow the words of the Bible?
你自己有没有照圣经的话走啊?
Do we follow the words of the Bible?
所以这个很重要的。
This is very important.
如果有，就容易看到神的作为了。
If we do, then we will see the work of the God.
如果没有，都是人意在里面了。
If not, then we will see the work of man.
所以啊，我们就感受到这个神的全能的作为啊，不容易看见了。
Therefore, we sometimes cannot see the work of God.
所以代祷的侍奉太重要了。
Therefore, this service of intercession is too important.
那在这里保罗讲啊，这个代祷的侍奉有什么好处啊？
And then here is Paul says, what are the benefits of intercession?
我们来看提摩太前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
这里讲到三个好处。
Here it talks about three
benefits. 第二节的后面说, 第一个,
second portion of verse 2,
我们可以敬虔的生活,
that we could live peacefully,
敬虔的生活,
live in godliness and holiness.
然后第二个，你有代祷的侍奉，我们可以平安度日。
And then secondly, that we could live peacefully.
第三个，在第三节这里说，有代祷的侍奉啊，可蒙神悦纳。
And then third is that if we have a service of intercession, we will be pleased by God.
一个懂得这个祷告侍奉的人，他会去注意他的目的是什么。
If we emphasize on prayer, then we will focus on the goal of this work.
他就每天很愿意拨时间，一定会做这个工作。
then they will be willing to spend time to do this work.
我走了很多地方。
I have walked to many places.
我真的知道很多信徒啊，他会在自己最适当的时间，比如说早上、清晨五点、五点半、六点，自己就爬起来祷告了。
I know members that will wake up early in the morning, 5-6 o'clock, to pray.
我们自己要有灵修祷告的生活。
That we need to have a life, a spiritual life of prayer.
要有家庭一起团契祷告的生活。
We also need to have a time to gather our family to pray.
一直团契吃啊吃啊，玩啊玩啊，就这样而已，不行啊。
We should not have a fellowship only about eating and enjoying ourselves.
这个魔鬼啊，他一直在虎视眈眈呐。看哪一个 不小心软弱，一个一个吃啊。
And Satan is waiting to devour anyone that are weak.
所以你不要以为在那边团聚吃啊玩啊这样很好。
So don't think that fellowship to eat and drink is very good.
哎，我们自己要留意。
We have to be very careful.
真的在安逸的生活里面很容易迷失自己。
That in our smooth time that we often lose ourselves.
来到教会就有集体的祷告生活嘛。
And then when we come to church, we have a gathering of communion prayer.
来到喜乐坡教会，我觉得还不错的是，大家一进会堂就开始祷告了。
And coming to Hillsboro, I realized that everyone comes to church, they come in and pray.
至少有人在教会里面祷告嘛。
At least there are people that are here to pray.
还有人愿意关心神的教会吗？
That there are people that is willing to care about the house of God.
有的地方教会真的是很不愿意祷告哎。
Some local churches, they don't like to pray.
一个教会没有了代祷的侍奉。这个教会要怎么发展的很难想啊。
A church that doesn't have a service of intercession, how could they grow?
所以祷告的侍奉不是重担。
So the service of intercession is not a burden.
祷告的侍奉乃是一种恩典，是一种福气，也是一种力量的来源啊。
The service of intercession is a blessing. It is a source of power.
做一件事情，你要了解它的目的，然后你愿意全心来投入吗？
And that to do one thing that we need to willingly to spend all our effort into that matter.
这个才是一个成熟的基督徒嘛。
Then this is a mature Christian.
而不是一直一味的逃避这个祷告的侍奉啊。
That we should not avoid service of intercession.
那我们以下就来提出几个例子。
And now we'll make some examples.
来看这个代祷的侍奉。
Let's talk about to see the service of intercession.
他在不同的事情上面，不同的需要上面，会发挥出神的力量见证。
That in different situations, it will reveal the power of God.
我们首先来看出埃及记的三十二章。
Let's first turn to Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章。
Exodus 32.
三十二章，我们来看这个。七节一直到十四节。
Chapter 32, verse 7 through 14.
这里啊，神对摩西说：“你赶快下山吧。”
Here God said to Moses, "Go down."
因为你的百姓从埃及领出来的已经败坏了。
Because your people, whom you brought out of Egypt, have become corrupted.
看第八节，他们已经偏离了我的道。
Verse 8, he says that they have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them.
他们为自己铸造了一只金牛犊。
And they have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a cow.
并且向他下拜，而且，拜他。
And they have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it.
然后认那个金牛犊就是带领他们出埃及的神。
And they have said that these are your gods that brought you out of Egypt.
所以第十节，神对摩西这样说。
Then in chapter verse 10, God said to Moses,
我要向他们发烈怒，把他们灭绝，让你的后裔成为大国。
That I will 第十节吗？
第十节，
第
十。
And then that I will cast my anger and may burn against them, that I may destroy them.
让你的后裔成为大国。
Then I will make you into a great nation.
一般人啊都很高兴了，哇！神重视我这个家族啊，让我的家族很大，把其他的人全部灭绝。一般人会有这个私心。
Most of the people will feel that, oh, God is making me into a great nation that it will destroy others.
可是摩西这个时候啊，马上为所有百姓代祷哦。
But then right now, Moses immediately interceded for the
people.
Moses said, God, why should you anger burn against your
people? These
people are whom you brought out of Egypt with great power and mighty hand.
为什么是埃及人议论说他们领出领他们出去, 结果又降祸给他们呢?
Why should you let the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that you brought them out to kill them in the mountains?
甚至要在旷野把他们灭绝, 然后在地上除去这些百姓呢?
And to wipe them off the face of the earth.
摩西凭着爱心向神祷告说, 求你不要发烈怒。
Moses prayed with love to God, asked him not to cast his anger.
求神回心转意,
and to turn his fierce anger not to
cast disaster on them.
And in verse 13, it says, remember your servant Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. To whom you have swore by your own self, I will make you descendants as numbers as the stars in the sky. And that you will have, you have promised your descendants all this land, the promised land. And that they will inherit this land forever. And this prayer of love, God was pleased. And that God did not descend his anger and fury on the people.
当然面对制造事端的人, 后来这些人被杀了。
But of course, these people that have made rally of this event, they died.
代祷真的很用心呢。
So we look at Moses, his intercession, he uses his a lot of heart into this intercession.
摩西到神那里说,
in verse 31, here is Moses said to God,
说百姓犯了大罪,为自己做了金牛犊。
He says that what great sin these people have committed that they made themselves gods of gold.
倘若神肯赦免他们的罪,
but if God is willing to forgive their sin,
不然摩西愿意来担当百姓的罪,
but if not, then blot me out of the book of you have written.
所以摩西说,不然你就在你的册上涂抹我的名字吧。
That he is willing to bear this for the people. He is willing to bear the sins of the people. This servant, he used his love to intercede for the people. That he is willing to bear the sins of people. And because of that, God did not send his destruction on the people.
爱心的代求啊,真的会 让神啊,这个有机会来怜悯啊,这个百姓的生活啊。So
this intercession with love truly will allow God to have mercy on the people.
教会会有软弱,没错。Yes,
the church will have weakness.
有些时候我们会看到有一些人的品德修养不好。And
sometimes we might see bad characters in some people.
这个时候我们要在背后用爱心的代祷。
And this is the time that we need to intercede for them with love to ask God for his help. Not everyone is perfect. Therefore, we need to intercede for one another with love. That we ask God to stand among them to help them. So this service of intercession cannot be neglected in the church. There's another testimony. A son went to the army. And he was assigned to one of the islands outside of Taiwan.
他的父母亲啊, 每天早上早祷会, 都为这个儿子祷告。
And his parents would come to church every morning to pray for the son. That God will hold fast of his belief.
因为在当兵啊, 也是一种信仰的操练啊。
Because in the army, it is also a trial of a person's faith.
什么人都有，容易学坏啊。
There are all kinds of people in the army, and they could walk astray.
不小心了，你的信仰也容易跌倒啊。
And if they're not careful, they could fall on their path of faith.
里头有赌博啦。
There is gambling inside.
有些坏习惯啦。
There are bad habits in there.
甚至啊，这个很容易就跑去找，一般的人就会去找妓女户了。
And even some people will go look for prostitution.
因为要减除那个压力跟紧张。
And because they wanted to release some of their pressure.
但是我们信徒不能做这些啊。
But our members cannot do these things.
哎，就有一天早上祷告的时候。
And so one morning in the prayer.
做妈妈的在祷告里面看到异象。
The mother saw a vision in her prayer.
我看到异象里面，她的儿子走路都不会很直啊，东倒西歪的。
And in the vision, she saw that her son couldn't walk straight, it was swaying left and right.
然后那个头上面一直冒烟。
And on top of his head, there was smoke coming out.
祷告完了，这个太太就跟先生讲。
And after prayer, she said, mentioned this vision to her husband.
在异象里面看到我们儿子头上冒烟，走路歪歪的，不能很直。
She said, in the vision, I saw my our son cannot walk straight and swaying left and right.
所以他们觉得儿子在军中学会抽烟，学会喝酒。
And so they realize, they understand that his son is learned to smoke in the army.
夫妻就一起写一封信。
So both of them wrote a letter to the son.
上面写，然后一面写一面掉眼泪。
And they wept while they wrote that letter.
然后这个信就到军中那边去了。
And after this letter arrived in the army,
那个儿子拿到信。
The son saw the letter.
一看到那个信。
When he opened the letter,
好感动哎、
he was moved and touched.
因为那封信啊，那个泪水都还在上面有痕迹啊。
Because there were tear mark on still on that letter.
是为你祷告的时候，神让我们看到异象。
It is through the prayer intercession that we saw a vision.
你的头上冒烟。
That on top of your head there was smoke coming out.
你走路不能很直，东倒西歪。
That you cannot walk straight and you were swaying left and right.
请你不要让坏习惯占据你的身心。
Please,
因为我们的身心是圣洁的。
Please do not allow your bad habit to overcome your holy heart.
求主怜悯赦免你。
Please ask God to have mercy and forgive you.
我在这里做的是，神都告诉我妈妈。
He was frightened because the things that he did in the army.
原来他们天天为我祷告哎。
Because they have prayed for him every day.
用爱心来求主怜悯我哎。
That they pray using love to ask God for mercy.
看完了信以后，跑到厕所里面祷告，立志悔改，不再让习惯攻占他的身心。
After he saw that letter, he went into the bathroom to pray for forgiveness of his sin and determined he would not do it again.
立志转变。
And from there, that point on, he determined to change.
所以还好守住了信仰。
And thank God that he hold fast his faith.
回来以后就发起热心。
And after he returned, he was zealous.
后来又做了教会的负责人。
And he became a board member of our church.
所以爱心的代祷真的非常有力量的。
So this love of intercession really have power.
有人说这个妇人哈拿很会教育她的孩子。
And some say that Hannah know how to teach her child.
断奶之后就送到圣殿，在以利祭司面前学习。
After he was weaned, she sent him to the temple to learn from the Eli.
以利祭司是最没有好榜样的一个祭司啊。
And priest Eli does not have a very good example.
他两个孩子在祭司的神面前啊，乱做事啊。
His two sons would do wicked things in the temple.
撒母耳小小年纪在这样的环境里面，他没有学坏。
Samuel, in that kind of wicked environment, he did not walk astray.
爸爸妈妈又没有在身边。
His father, his parents were not with him.
但是他后来啊，成为以色列的救星、复兴宗教信仰的一个领导者。
But later, he became the savior of the people of Israelite and the leader of their salvation of faith.
他有三种身份。
He has three statuses.
他是祭司，是先知。
He is a priest and he is a prophet.
也是最后的一个事实。
And he is also the last judge.
他妈妈没有在身边呢。
His mother was not with him.
他妈妈用什么来教育他？
What did his mother use to teach him?
用代祷的工作来教育他。
She used this...Intercession, service of intercession to teach him.
有时候我们的孩子天天跟我们在一起，还会变坏。
Sometimes our children is with us every day, but yet they still learn bad habits.
我们天天讲述神的话，信徒还是有人不怕神的，乱不照道理走哎。
We talk about God's word every day, but some members still did not follow the words of God.
所以我们必须要加上代祷的侍奉。
Therefore, we need to add the service of intercession.
求主耶稣透过他的名，把大家能够联合在一起，保守在一起啊。
And ask God to, through His name, that we could be united and be kept in the faith. And therefore, in church, we cannot neglect the service of intercession.
尤其你做教会的圣工人员啊，一定要学会这个动作。
Especially we are the worker of a church that we need to learn this service.
不然你真的没有尽本分了。
Or else we did not.
怎么养一只一个一个流失呢？
We did not do our responsibility.
流失了你也不去追回来。
Allowing our lambs to fall apart.
也不去了解，不去明白，到底你的病在哪里？
We did not go and find why is our what is our sickness.
这个代祷的侍奉不能少。
So therefore, we cannot neglect the service of intercession.
我们再来看第二个例子。
Let's look at second example.
请看诗篇三十五篇。
Let's look at Psalm 35.
诗篇的三十五篇。
Psalm 35.
三十五篇，我们看十三节、十四节。
35 verse 13 and 14.
十三节、十四节。
13 and 14.
十三节，他们向我以恶报善，使我的灵魂孤苦。
三十五章吗？
三十五章的十三节、十四节。
When they were ill, I put.
十二节开始哈，十二节念哈。
They repay my evil for God and leave my soul forlorn.
十三节，但是大卫祷告降少。
But when David prayed in this way.
当他们有这些敌人有病的时候，我便穿麻衣。
So when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting.
结果我为他们代求的这些好处都跑到他的怀中。
When my prayers returned to me unanswered,
你为人家代祷。
That when we pray for others,
如果神垂听了，那个人得到了帮助。
If God heard us our prayer, then that person is helped.
其实得到最大的快乐，得到最好的体验，就是那个代祷的人呢。
The most joy that the person could feel is the one that intercede for the other person.
很多的见证是这样哎。
Many of these testimonies are like
so. 所以你不要以为说我帮人家代祷侍奉，我会损失，不会的。
So don't think that if we're to pray for others that we might lose something.
当神怜悯那个人，垂听你的祷告，怜悯那个人，你得到的福气更大呢。
If God listens to your prayer and have mercy on the person, that your prayer, you will benefit more.
有些人啊，为了讨人的喜欢。
There are some people that like to please
others.
哎呦，
我每天为你祷告，你今天能够这么好事，我祷告了哦。
They might say,
不用讲了。
They might say that, oh, I have prayed for you. Today you are becoming this way is because of my prayer. We don't have to say this.
因为在神的面前愿意做代祷的侍奉，你是为神做的。你不必再去跟那个人讲。
Because your service of intercession is doing it for God. You don't need to go and tell that person.
你甚至为你误会你伤害你的人代祷啊。
Even when you pray for those that harm you or that have wronged you.
这是主耶稣教的。
This is the teaching from Jesus.
主耶稣改变那个人啊，你得到的福气更大。
When Jesus changed that person, you will benefit more.
所以为人祷告代祷这个福气很多啊。
So there are many blessings to intercede for others.
你一直没有体验，表示你根本都没做过。
So if you don't have this experience, then that means that you have never interceded for others.
你一直都是很自私的。
Because you are selfish.
所以你没有办法承担重要的圣工，因为你一直都是很自私的。
Because you can
小气鬼的。
You cannot be responsible for work in the church because you're selfish.
你是否真心这样做，神知道了。
If you really, truly do this sincerely, God knows.
大卫遇到很多的患难了，被人家追杀。
David have encountered many troubles, even were chased by others to kill him.
但是他学会为敌人、为人代祷。
But he learned to pray for others, pray for his enemies.
就算神没有改变对方，但是应该有的福气好处，他都领受了。
Even if God cannot change the other person, but he will be benefited and receive blessing.
我们再来看第三个例子。
Let's look at third example.
请看这个耶伯记第一章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1.
耶伯记的第一章。
Job chapter 1。
第一章我们看第一节。
Verse 1。
这里记载，这个有一个人叫耶伯，他这个人非常的得到神的纪念。
Here it records a name, a person named Job. He is remembered by God.
耶伯他完全正直。
Job is a God-fearing man.
他敬畏神。
He is upright.
远离恶事。
And he shunned evil.
我们再来看第八节。
Let's skip to verse 8.
神甚至称赞这个耶伯这个仆人呢。
That God even praised his servant.
神说地上再没有人像他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事。
That there is no one on this earth like him, that he is blameless and upright and shuns evil.
这里记载一个古圣徒叫耶伯，他具备有这种特色。
Here it records a saint in the Old Testament that he has these characters.
我们再来看一章的22节。
Let's look at chapter 1 verse 22.
耶伯遇到患难。
When Job encountered
a tribulation, 但是在一切的事情上面，耶伯不犯罪，也不敢把神当作遗忘哦。
But he did not sin by charging God with wrongdoings.
我们再来看二章的第十节。
Let's look at chapter 2 verse 10.
第十节最后一句话，在这一切患难的事情上面，耶伯并没有以口来犯罪哦。
That he did not sin with his mouth.
写耶伯记的作者一开始就讲，在整个患难里面，耶伯没有犯罪哦。
That the author of this book says that in the entire tribulation, Job did not sin.
我们有时候在解经啊，都说啊，耶伯之意，耶伯怎样，其实不是这样的。
Sometimes in explaining the Bible, we might say that
Job is righteous. 他的患难是从魔鬼的攻击来的。
That his tribulation is from Satan.
他做得那么好，也遇到患难了。
That he did so good, but yet he still encounters trial.
神要借着他来荣耀神了，他是真的是神的仆人呢。
But God wants to be glorified through him because he is a true servant of God.
但是魔鬼控告说你保护他，所以他才这么样的敬畏你啊。
But Satan complained that because of your protection that he fear you.
神允许说你不要把他生命拿走，你可以去试探他。
But God allowed him that to do not harm his life, but you could go and test him.
结果耶伯的三个朋友劝他的话，都认定耶伯一定犯罪，所以被管教、被攻击。
So Job's three friends come to encourage him, but yet they accuse him that he must have sinned, and that's why he's attacked.
他受到的患难了，我看全世界没有人有这样的患难了。
And the things that he encountered in his trial, no one.
一天里面死了十个孩子，很受不了啊。
That in within one day, he 10 of his children died.
然后一天里面，他所有的财产被践踏、被抢夺。
And within one day, all his wealth is gone.
从最富有的情境变到最贫穷的一个。
From wealthy to into poverty.
任何人都受不了这样的一个生活的转变。
Nobody in this world could sustain this type of change.
然后身体又长毒疮。
And then in his body, he has warts.
连他的旁边的太太都笑他，你那个什么神啊，放弃了吧。
Even his wife laughed at him or ridiculed that he.
他受到从外面到内心里面呢、啊、最深深的痛楚患难呢。
That he have experienced the deepest pain outside and inside.
可是写耶伯记的作者。早在第一章、第二章说，他在这一切患难的事情中间过程没有犯罪哦。
But the author said in chapter 1 and 2 that through all these trials, he did not sin.
这个三个朋友讲的都很对啊。
All these three friends said the wrong right thing.
可是都是认为耶伯犯罪了，所以神才这样的刑罚你啊。
But they all think that Job have sinned, that's why God have sent these trials.
他们不明白这是出于魔鬼撒旦的攻击。
They did not understand that this is attack from Satan.
我们看到最后耶伯记四十二章。
Let's look at Job chapter 42.
耶伯记的四十二章。
Job 42.
四十二章里面呢、啊、
？In 42,
当神对他说完话以后，他深深的明白。
When after God said to him, he understood.
所以他在第六节这样说。
That's why in verse 6 he said,
我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
这个时候啊，神就出来做公平的这个裁决。
This is the time when God came out to give a righteous judge.
神就对耶伯的三个朋友生气。
And God was angry with the three friends of Job.
七节到八节，神三次提到耶伯是我的仆人，不是你们。
from 7 to 8 that God says, Job is my servant, not you.
我的仆人说的是说的对，你们说的不对。
My servant is correct in what he said. You are wrong in what you said.
所以第八节啊,
Therefore, in verse 8,
神要那三个朋友，你们拿七只公牛、七只公羊，到我仆人面前，耶伯的面前，献上燔祭。
And so God told his friends that to take seven bulls and seven rams to go to my servant Job and sacrifice the burnt offering. And let my servant Job to pray for you. And I will not deal with you accordingly. And then verse 10. So Job prayed for his three friends.
神就让耶伯从苦境中转回。
Oh, so God made him prosperous again.
从苦境中转回,
from his suffering that God made him prosperous again. And to return him to peace for
God.
That Job prayed for his three friends. And that he once again received 10 children. And that he have gone more well than before. That he lived for another 140 years.
他满足而死,
and that he was content and died.
这个苦难的操练呢，真的不简单的。
This trial is really severe.
他为人代祷，结果他自己从苦境中转回到平安的日子里面了。
He prayed for others, and from his suffering that he was returned to prosperity.
所以这个代祷的侍奉太重要了。
Therefore, the service of intercession is too important. We don't just intercede for others in peaceful time, but in our suffering, we could still make our intercessions for others. Let's turn back to Acts chapter 7. Verse 57 to 60. Yeah, in chapter 7, it talks about Stephen. That he courageously testified in front of people. But when people heard of his testimony, they gnashed their teeth.
斯提凡被圣灵充满。
And Stephen was filled by the Holy Spirit.
向天看过去的时候，看到神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
He looked up into heaven and see the glory of God and see that Jesus stood right next to God.
众人看到他的这个表现了，更加生气了。
And when people see his appearance, they were more angry.
结果把斯提凡带到城外，用石头打他。
And then they took him outside of the city to stone him. And they laid their clothes, throw their clothes to this young man. And that young man named Saul.
后来众人用石头打这个斯提凡。
And they used stone to stone Stephen.
斯提凡向神祷告说，求你收取我的生命吧。
And so Stephen prayed to God, please receive my spirit.
60节，他大声喊着说。
Then in verse 60, he cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
后来他就被打死了。
Then he fell asleep.
那个青年叫做扫罗，很喜欢他被受害。
That young man named Saul, he is pleased with this.
一个人在快要死掉的时候，还为这些人加害他的罪人代祷。
This man, before he died, he even prayed for others, those that
神有垂听这个祷告。
And God heard this prayer.
罪人中间那个扫罗,
these sinners among the sinners, Saul.
后来他往大马士去的时候，神拣选他。
He went on his way to Damascus that God elected him.
你看看他的祷告。
Let's look at this prayer.
不要把罪归于这些人。
He said, do not hold the sin against them.
结果第九章我们看到神拣选呼召保罗。Then
we see chapter 9 that God elected Paul.
他信主以后名字改成保罗，本来他叫做扫罗嘛。
Before he believed that his name was Saul, but after he changed his name to Paul.
你看看那个扫罗服侍的精神跟斯提凡完全一样。
That if we look at Saul, his service to that is the same as Stephen.
这个保罗啊，他是不把困难
Paul did not afraid of any
consequences.
He is beaten, he is imprisoned, but yet he continued to
preach God for God.
His service too is the same as
Stephen,
that he doesn't care about his life. He doesn't look at He only focused on the mission that God has given him to prove the blessed gospel of God. Very good soldier of Christ. He is not desiring of this world or to be indulged in pleasure. Even when he was being judged, sentenced for his life, that he still prayed the same as Stephen. God have elected him correctly. That we cannot neglect what Stephen have his intercession. Let's lastly turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书的第四章
2 Timothy chapter 4
第四章
chapter 4
我们来看那个 16节
verse 16
第四章的16节
verse 16
我出自身边没有人前来帮助我竟都离弃我但愿这罪不归于他们唯有主站在我旁边加给我力量
At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them, but the Lord stood at my side. When Paul was captured and imprisoned, he also needed others to support him. But many did not have the strength to help him and they deserted him. But his prayer is also a very good intercession. That may it not be held against the sin, but held against them. That he have learned through his faith, entire life of faith, that God stood behind
beside
him. That he have understanding that there is a glorious kingdom waiting for him to enter. There is a glorious crown that will be rewarded to him. And therefore, his last prayer, this praise, that I have completed my battle, that I have finished my journey, that I have hold my truth, that he have done so.
他写完了提摩太后书以后就被拉到罗马的广场啊, 就在那边被断头为主殉道。
And after he finished the book of 2 Timothy, he was pulled to the court of Rome and beheaded.
斯蒂凡为他带到,
Stephen prayed for him.
斯蒂凡服侍主的忠心见证和精神,
and that Stephen's heart of servitude, Paul learned.
所以带到的侍奉太重要了。
This service of intercession is too important. 在教会里面首要的工作就是带到的侍奉。 The first work in the church is this service of intercession. As a pastor, we are the same. There are many times things happen in our family. And because we're outside, we're serving God. We have the urge to run home. But if we run home, if we stand beside our family, what can we do? Sometimes we also gone through tribulations. But we stay in church to serve the Lord, even to pray. And we pray with tears for 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours. Many members don't know about this. What can we do if we're aside our family? It is Jesus that is important. So there are some tribulations in our life. Ask God to help us. That in our servitude, in serving God, we could learn to the service of intercession. that our church needs
this. All
the work and miracles is from the prayer. And every work and every testimony is to prove that God is right. May God bless everyone. Let's bow and pray in silence.